Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're talking about Humans of Dublin and the photo that went viral this week of a man talking about his late wife and, of course, the tomatoes as well. Peter, how's it going?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hey, we can hear you. Amazing. Brilliant.
Better, isn't it?
It is, still crystal clear. So for people, just to recap, for people who don't know what Humans of Dublin is and people who don't know as well what Humans of New York is, briefly let us know again exactly what the project entails.
So I started out this project in back last year, September, when I started out a photography creative project in Institute of Photography. And before I didn't really have any professional camera. So after I bought my camera, I didn't want to go there to the course empty-handed. So this is how I started out Humans of Dublin, based on a photographer and Humans of New York. And
because the Humans in New York one has been absolutely huge. 14 million likes on Facebook, which is absolutely incredible. And this one has done so well this week as well. Obviously, this week, like I said, that post doing incredible. And you've gotten an extra, how many likes this week alone just because
almost 10,000. Like,
wow.
I had 20,000 on Monday morning, and I just put through this post and it just went viral, and since then I got almost 10,000 new likes on the page, so I'm really happy.
So for people who haven't seen it, describe the photo to us and why you think it captured people's hearts.
Yeah, probably because of the simplicity of the story that expressed so many feelings in such a simple way. And the interesting thing is that when I was walking in Dunleary, he was the first person I saw. And to be honest, this was one of the easiest interviews ever I made, because I went there, I asked him if I can take his portrait, and before even I lift up my camera or ask any question, he started to tell me stories about his life.
Amazing.
So, yeah, it was
so
really nice.
Part of the post is in the back garden we used to grow tomato plants, but she died about 18 months ago, so I stopped growing them. She was a month younger than me, and I was already surprised that she passed away before me, so I was just waiting for my turn. A few months later, my neighbours arrived with a box of tomato plants, about 12 little sprouts, and he said, "They're not giving up on me." I was looking down at these little sprouts and thinking, how the hell am I going to plant them if I can't even bend down anymore? It's an amazing post and an amazing story from the man himself. Have you been in touch with him to let him know how viral it's gone and how many people have been touched by the post, or is he someone that you have no details for and you can't trace?
I actually have details for him, but he gave me a little card and there is a phone number on it, but on the page the neighbors already commented that they let him know already.
Amazing.
But I'm really planning to meet him again. Actually, there are lots of stories behind it what I couldn't put through on the page, that he was a barber through his life. And his father was a barber as well, on the same place. And when his father opened a barber shop in 1912, after that, later on, he was born in one of the back rooms of the barber shop.
Oh my God.
Work.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't work alone on this project, do you? You do have a partner in crime.
Exactly. I have Katriona. Mm-hmm. We used to work together. And when I started out this project, obviously, I'm not from Ireland. I'm from Hungary. So my language is not as good as hers.
So well, you're doing incredibly well right now.
Thank you very much. No, I'm using her as a help to whatever is going online will make sense for others as well, not only for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's a quote editor.
And what is the process for meeting people and for going up to them and stuff like that? Like, how many people would you see a week, and how do you actually approach people to open them up to get stories like that? Because that's the great thing about Humans in New York, and of course Humans in Dublin now too, and all the other ones that have sprouted up across the world, is they have these stories that you wouldn't necessarily unlock if you just spoke to someone in an everyday conversation. You see a lot deeper down into people's lives, and I guess the stories that make them who they are. So what's your process of finding out that information?
That was a long process since I started it out, and if someone is going back to the page, we'll realize that in the beginning wasn't that easy as it is now. I have targeted questions for people, and probably the key thing is the approach, that you have to approach the person in a very, very positive way, with a big smile, and tell about the project that you are working on, that is actually just taking them portrait, and ask a few questions. And you really, the key thing is you have to make them very comfortable via talk to them.
And then usually that's clearly what you're doing, because it's working. So how long would you talk to them to, in order to find out all that information?
It really depends of the person as well, like about the personality. Sometimes it's only 5 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. But when it's 30 minutes, I already scratch my head because I know that I will have to edit down 30 minutes entire conversation to a few sentences. But I just enjoy the conversation sometimes so much that I just don't want to stop talking. And after that, it's just a hard thing to put it through, yeah.
Well, keep it up, keep it up. What sort of the photos are up there quickly, just so people can get an idea of what they can expect when they do check it out?
The next ones, is it?
Yeah, what other photos and stuff and what other...
I had a recent post of an old ex-postman as well who used to work 40 years as a telegraph messenger. It was a really interesting story as well. It didn't went viral, but it got lots of likes as well.
So for people who want to check it out, it's Humans of Dublin.
Yeah, exactly. If they're going to the Facebook, they have to type The Humans of Dublin to the search box, and they're going to it's going to pop up straight away. I was another guy, a Thai guy, who wanted to come to work to Ireland, but he didn't have any money for English lessons. So he just bought a dictionary, and he read it in 1 year time.
Amazing.
And this is the way he learned English. His accent was almost ununderstandable, but...
And all those stories are up there. Thank you so much, Peter. We really appreciate it. And make sure everybody at home check out Humans of Dublin for that story and so many more. Keep it up, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. That's Peter Varga. Congratulations to him. Over 19,000 likes on that photo, which is absolutely crazy. But there's a great reason for it, because it's an incredible story.